Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you at 9.04 on the clock. Hope you're having a good morning out there, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We're going to touch on our weekend schedule a little bit later. We'll catch up with the United Way and getting some good stories, and that ain't right stories, a little bit later. Right now, we kick off with a little bit of entertainment news. And so this one I did hang on to for you, Terry. I did because I wanted to get your take on this. Are you a Luke Bryan fan?
Yeah, kind of. We just saw Luke Bryan in concert a few weeks ago.
I could have swore you said that as you yeah. had. Okay, so even more better. So Luke Bryan, one of the more famous country singers out there.
And Entertainer of the Year a few times.
Yeah.
And
yeah. You know, just a couple of things that he's done. You know, I would think that, again, not my wheelhouse, but I would think that Luke Bryan's country, his card for the country music, you know, he's got a good card. Like, he is a country bona fide. His bona fides are set.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a country guy.
He's kind of poppy country. You know,
okay.
It's, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good to note. Okay, I didn't know that. All right, so that make this
so maybe
even
your
more interesting.
Diehard country people don't love him.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't think they have anything against him, but, you know, like, they don't love him.
Okay. Well, that makes this even more interesting to me. Okay, so Luke Bryan grew up on a peanut farm, so that kind of gives him a little country cred, right? Well, somebody asked him if he can spot a country poser, and he came up firing. Quote, here's what I can unequivocally say without a shadow of a doubt. If you sing about hunting and fishing and drinking and trucks and that stuff, I get you, and I can get you on my farm. In 1 minute, I can tell if you're a poser, if you're not legit.
Huh?
So that's how
interesting.
That's a very interesting standard.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know what is very similar to this, and I don't think a lot of people are going to like me making this comparison, but it's true, is hip-hop. It is the way hip-hop is. There are so many artists in hip-hop. Kanye West is a perfect example. Kanye West comes out the gate and he's trying to talk tough and act like he's got a street mentality and a street background. And he grew up in Arlington Heights. He didn't grow up in Chicago. Like, he's claiming Chicago. He didn't even grow up in Chicago. It's like the north side and everything. I grew up in tougher neighborhoods than that cat did. But hip-hop industry, they did not like that. So he had to really change his game up a little bit and kind of like become more of a poppy hip-hop.
You see through that garbage,
right?
Away. Yeah.
And it's so cool to me to see that these two genres of music, like they will chew you up and spit you out if they don't think that you're legit. I wonder, because I don't have any, again, this is not my wheelhouse. I don't have a real like set foot on this or anything. But what he says there about like country, I think that he's really hitting on something there. I don't necessarily like. I don't know Kenny. Kenny Chesney's from Australia, right? Is he the one from Australia? One of those guys is from Australia, hugely famous.
Oh, Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. Thank you. Yeah, Keith Urban married to Nicole Kidman or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, he seems to be pretty legit and respected and taken in by the country community. But I don't know if he could. You threw him on a farm if he'd be able to.
Yeah, I don't know. But I get what Luke Bryan's saying. Like,
yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
You know, these. Whatever, young up-and-comers just think, oh, if I sing about a dog in a truck, or, you know, all of those things that he named, then that's country music. And I don't really think that that's fair, you know. But I do. There's a lot about Luke Bryan really to like. I mean, it was fun when we were at the concert, his entire set, and he played a long time. Like, we could sing along to every single song, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun too, when they have enough hits and when it's stuff that you've heard enough on the radio. But he also has, you know, a really cool story. He and his wife have been married a really long time. They have children. One of his siblings passed away, and they adopted their children.
Wow.
It's just, he's just really a good guy. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
For me, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool, and that really goes a long way as well. So I can kind of see his, you know, his little test there of, you know, hey, come on out to my farm and let's test your theories, right?
Yeah, I love the idea. I think that's I'm not into reality TV, but that's a reality show I'd actually watch. I would watch that. I couldn't tell you if he came on the radio right now, I wouldn't know him. But I'll tell you this, as soon as you told me that story, that made me like, well, I got to check him out. I got to listen to some of his music. I don't know if that makes me a poser or not, or if that makes me like, but
got to check it out.
I'm like that. I can't, if I don't respect an artist, or if if I don't like an artist, it's hard for me to like their music. I feel like I should be able to separate the two, But I'm not good at it. I really ain't. I'm like that with movies, all entertainment. Yeah. If I don't like the person a little bit at least, I can't get
into
their stuff.
It's hard to get into it, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm a Luke Bryan fan. He's not like in my top five or something, but I like him, and I think he's a really good guy, and I think he's done a lot of great stuff for country music and for his community, and, you know, looking at what he's doing for family. I think it's really cool.
I like that he didn't hold back either, that he gave you a real answer. Yeah. He could have played that very generically and everything, and, oh, I don't want to step on toes. I just gave you an honest answer. Mm-hmm. I like that. So a good prank should be original. This one's not, but because Carrie Underwood handles it so well, it might be worth looking up. So there's a video that goes along with this. So Carrie Underwood was jogging on a road that doesn't know that her husband, Mike Fisher, is driving slowly behind her. You probably figured
this is the problem with AirPods. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he beeps his horn, which startles her but only a little, and then she kind of keeps going and kind of ignoring him.
Well, yeah. Did you ever have that happen though, where somebody beeps and you're like, yeah, I am not going to look. I don't care if it's the peace sign or the single finger. Yep. Like, I am not looking.
Well, and I literally can't imagine what it's like to be a woman walking on the street and just the amount of times you've had hollers or whatever and just different things that I've never had to deal with. So for
Carrie Underwood,
Carrie Underwood, I don't care if she's stripped down to her, you know, just everyday clothes or whatever. It's still Carrie Underwood. You got to be a little hesitant, I imagine. And so that added on top of it. And then she finally sees who it is, and I think that made her even angrier.
Mad. Yeah, like, why would you be doing this? Yeah.
Very similar to what the Luke Bryan story. What you see is what you get. I would be borderline shocked if it turns out that Carrie Underwood's a horrible person or something like that. You know, I'm not saying she's a saint, but she really does. She lets so much of her. She's so vulnerable with her stardom. And I've seen so few artists do that from such an early starting point. Like, it's one thing when Madonna or Cher or even Beyonce later on in their careers are a little more vulnerable, a little more going. They have a stature. Carrie Underwood's been doing this from day one. She's
from American Idol, right? Yeah, like, from right away. And probably, honestly, before that, before any of us even had any clue who she was. But she, you know, she's really hard not to like. I don't know how someone could not. Maybe don't like the genre of music, but she's just a great person.
And to that point, country, not my thing, but I've got at least two or three of her songs in my shuffle. I might put in some more. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really like this.
But
next
shame
one
on
too.
Her husband.
Yes. Yeah. Oh man, he's still smiling about that. I bet you though. I bet you he's still laughing about it. Garth Brooks is looking a little more, fit these days. I noticed this about a year ago, and I just thought maybe I hadn't seen him in a long time or something like that, and didn't really think much of it. Well, in case you haven't noticed, he's lost 50 pounds, and he wants you to know. No, I'm kidding. He lost 50 pounds, which has to be a bit.
On Nutrisystem.
I don't. It seems like that's why I immediately felt like I was going into a commercial to help like that or something. So his wife Trisha Yearwood is an incredible cook. I hate seeing that fire department going by. Be safe out there, everybody. His wife Trisha Yearwood, incredibly talented woman,
Absolutely. Obviously
in her own right, singer, songwriter, all those things, and also just an incredible cook. It turns out, so this actually was a pretty good accomplishment by him of not being,
he had to go on tour,
yeah, right. But as usual with Garth, he did it for his fans, the ones in Ireland. He's there filming stadium concerts. The shows will eventually be released as a movie. He talked about it with the Irish press. Quote, the film is going to come. I lost 50 pounds and the film is going to add that right back. You want to set yourself up for the best chance of success. The better shape I was in, the longer I could be out there, the more I could give the fans.
There's a lot of good beer in Ireland, too.
Right.
That'll
add
some pounds.
You want to try to be as fit as you can, because my job is to get to everyone in that stadium, and we have 2.5 hours to get it done. So we will be moving a lot, and physically, I wanted to have I didn't want to have my weight as an obstacle.
One of the coolest concerts I have ever seen, Garth Brooks, and he never quit moving. Exactly what he said there. One side of the stage to the other, everyone in, and that was in the old Bradley Center before it got torn down. But like, everyone in that room, no matter where you were sitting, was going to have the same experience. You know what I mean? Like, he was, I'm sure you've been to a concert where they kind of just focus in one area, yes, right? Yeah, whether it's the center or one side or the other. No way. He never quit moving. That was an amazing concert.
I've never heard anybody say that they went to a Garth Brooks show and didn't have an amazing time.
Well, and I'm sure. I mean, but I don't know.
That's really
cool. We've seen a lot of country music concerts, and it was amazing.
Well, and he's different than most. I mean, and it's obviously shown throughout his career. I think I'm saying a very obvious thing there, but it's kind of cool for somebody like me. I haven't seen a whole lot of his live coverage to hear that, because that adds up to him and why he's Garth Brooks, why he's as famous as he is. He doesn't just give you a standard show. He gives you kind of a country rock show,
like
almost.
The energy, like, is just amazing.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah. Also, top 50 guys I'd love to interview. Like, out of 50, like, in my top 50, he's in there.
For sure.
Actually, almost everybody we've talked about is, too, because Carrie Underwood I would put there, too. Like, so, Garth says he is down to the same weight as when he performed there back in 1997.
Cool.
Good on him.
For him.
And
overall healthier. You know what? I mean,
that's not a bad sign. You're married to Trisha Yearwood. That doesn't seem like a bad idea to stay in good shape. But also, I really like the fact that he does these things for his fans. That the artist that goes above and beyond for their fan base, you don't hear it or see it nearly enough. And I love that that a guy that doesn't need to. Garth Brooks could go out there, sit on a chair, and perform, and he'd still sell out that stadium.
And so the fact that he cares about it and openly is like, hey, here's why, I think that's cool.
And it isn't brought up in this article, but I got to imagine this is part of it. This is the end of his stadium tours. He's going to still tour and do music, but no more of the big stadium stuff. So
don't they all say that?
Yeah. The Rolling Stones said that when we were kids, Terry. I believe they're still literally right now.
I mean, Kiss, how many
that?
Times? Yeah. Kiss come back around.
So we'll see. Well, especially when you can keep doing it, when you can, you know, if you can keep going,
might as well.
Is it's for these guys, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I'll eat it if I am. It ain't about the money. I mean, you want to keep your lights on, sure, but I have a feeling that if Garth Brooks never did another thing publicly for the rest of his career, he'd be okay.
Yeah,
because again, he not just with what he's done, but yeah, he's married to Trisha Yearwood. But it's not about that for him. He wants to give these people especially, you don't know when you're going to be in Ireland the next to perform and do concerts, let alone a stadium concert. You're going to leave it all out on stage. I have respect for any entertainer that does that. And just one more time, give me a chance to just ramble about my daughter, because Macmillan Press did a short story contest, and they had a couple of great winners here. At third place, a Sing Jorgensen with Radio Tromacy. Second place went to Kaylee Crowell for The Manor, and first place went to B.A. McRae for The Far Within Reach, which is my daughter, Bria Ann. So congrats, Bria. Very proud of you. Nice.
Congratulations. And you know what? Check out our local library. Check out Macmillan Library and everything that they have to offer. Wide variety, including, you know, fun contests like this featuring artists, but also just get in there and check out a book.
Yes. Yes. Get to reading. If you go to MacmillanLibrary.org, you can see all the winners and the press release. And as Terry was telling us earlier, you can click on those and read these short stories. They're all great. All three of them were good reading. I know I'm biased. I don't mean I'm wrong.
You should be biased.
Bria is a great writer and only getting better the more she does. But these other two artists did a great job too. This was not an easy choice for them to make, I imagine.
Well, can you imagine how many submissions there were in total?
Yeah.
And you know how difficult that is. So yeah, very cool.
And Macmillan, again, is a part of the Central Wisconsin Book Festival this year. Author events will be happening at the library on September 23rd and 24th. And on Saturday the 24th, Beth Amos will be leading a writing workshop at 12:30. Learn the mechanics of good suspense writing. And they do these kind of workshops and things all the time. Again, MacmillanLibrary.org. Stop on over there. Say hi to the gang for us. And one more time. Bree, proud of you. Nice work, hon. Nice work. We will go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with some more stuff for you. We got a little bit of entertainment news and a little more fun things to get into. Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. So wanted to just wrap up one little bit of entertainment news for you as we're leading you into Melissa's news. news, looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend. What's new on your small screen? What's coming up on your TV this weekend? Friday, today on Amazon, Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power Episode 4 is out.
Have you been watching that?
Yeah. I have very little idea of what's going on, but it is the most beautiful TV show I've ever seen in my life. I guess that's what $1 billion looks like.
Those movies, though, were beautiful. You just said, you know, beautiful. And I'm like, you know what? They were beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
the scenery and the, yeah.
I almost recommend somebody, even if you're not into that stuff, just watching an episode or a part of an episode just to see what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, we could make the argument about spending that much money on a TV show and
whatever.
All that stuff.
It's their money to spend.
Spent the money, yeah. It's already been made, and might as well watch it. And, man, you could see what $1 billion does. It really does make a difference.
I'll have to just pull one up and check it out.
I've never seen anything, TV, movies, anything that is so seamless. There's no hiccups. There's the editing. Everything is just so flawless and smooth. It's very well done. And by pretty, I don't just mean like visually pretty. It's like just incredibly smooth on the eyes. It's good. It's interesting show. Secret Celebrity Renovation, featuring LA Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald, is on CBS at 7. They also have, after that, the CBS Fall Preview. And at, were you going to say something?
No, those celebrity renovations, like, I love those. I'm not a reality TV person, but I just think that's fun because they pick somebody to do it for. You know, there was one with Shaquille O'Neal, I think, last weekend. And I don't know. To me, that's just always interesting to see who they pick.
Yeah.
And I only need to see the first 5 minutes to know why, and then the last 5 minutes to see that finished product.
Right.
I don't need the other 50 minutes.
No. They just filler that they put in there in the montages
but,
of these
you
things.
You know, yeah. I'm always curious.
On tonight at 8 o'clock, I believe. Yeah, 8 o'clock on CMT, on Country Music Channel. CMT Giants featuring Vince Gill.
Oh, awesome. That's, I like Vince Gill.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, actually. That should be a good one. This Sunday, on Sunday Night Football, the greatest rivalry in sports. Period. End of sentence. Green Bay Packers hosting the Chicago Bears, 7 o'clock on NBC. Greatest rivalry in sports. Go ahead, combat me with it. James at WFHR.com. Go ahead, hit me up. Tell me what's a better rivalry. You can go ahead, send me all your stuff.
It's fine. I'm just going to bring you some tissues.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, actually. Yeah, that's very nice of you. That's a little kinder than most of my Packer fans are going to do.
They're the scratchy, rough kind.
Right, yeah. Well played.
They're not Puffs Plus.
I guarantee you, even if I wasn't watching the game, I have a class Sunday night, but I'm not going to, I'll be barely, you know, in that, because I'll be honest, because this is, you know, the first game of the season, the biggest game of the season for me. Two of the biggest games of the season, because I don't have playoffs to look forward to like you guys and everything. I don't have to even be paying attention to the game. My friends will let me know instantly. I don't even have to look at my phone. If it's going crazy, I know the Packers are doing well. Yes, that's all I have to do. Is just let my phone
You have really
vibrate.
Great friends.
Oh, yeah. There's something, all right. Good people. They have on BBC America Sunday, a tribute to Her Majesty the Queen. Also on Sunday on ABC, Celebrity Family Feud. A bit of an NFL thing going on. They've got a couple of them on there. And then House of Dragon, Episode 5, is on HBO at 9 o'clock on a Sunday as well. So just look at what's on your small screen this weekend. And kind of that ain't, well, actually, I want to save that. I want to save that, and I want to actually go into something else here. So we did want to mention a couple of local notes. The Fall Choose to Reuse event that was scheduled for Saturday, September 17th, has been canceled. We want to thank them for all the work that they do with this event. And, you know, we'll let you know if it is going to be rescheduled or anything like that. But for now, Choose to Reuse from the town of Grand Rapids, the Fall Choose to Reuse event was scheduled for Saturday, September 17th, has been canceled. We do have a couple of other things that we can talk about on a positive, and I think both of these are good stories of the day. The Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 is having a steak feed next Tuesday from 4:30 to 7. That's Tuesday, September 20th. It's open to the public. Don Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. $20 meal, going to get you a 12-ounce New York strip steak and a little bit of like...
And where does that happen?
Yeah.
For right. $20?
They're going to have a limited takeout available at the door, plenty to drink and eat there. Cash bar with soda, beer, wine be available on the premises. Proceeds go to support the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin.
That is awesome. Get on out and support them.
Yeah, be sure to do that. And this is a little hard to read for me, everybody. Just give me a sec with this. I think this is going to be a little easier. This is from the Office of the Governor. Whereas since the passage of 2001, Wisconsin Act 100, more than two decades ago, the third Friday of September has been set aside as Prisoners of War Missing in Action, or otherwise POW/MIA Recognition Day across our state in conjunction with the federal observance. And whereas POW/MIA Recognition Day honors the sacrifices of the United States service members, including all those from Wisconsin who were held or continue to be held in captivity as prisoners of war while on active duty or remain missing in action. And whereas our state commends the profound courage and determination required of all active service members and veterans and honors the remarkable bravery and resilience of POW and MIA service members in particular, as well as the sacrifice of their family members, friends, and loved ones. So, in Wisconsin, we commemorate our nation's prisoners of war and missing in action service members by flying the black and white POW/MIA flag over the north wing of the state capitol building year-round. Today, the state of Wisconsin joins veteran services organizations across our state and country, along with the families and friends of POW and MIA service members, in recognition and service and sacrifice of all prisoners of war and in support of the federal government's efforts to recover the thousands of service members who remain missing, so as to honor their contributions and bring comfort and closure to their loved ones and communities. Therefore, I, Tony Governor Evers, Governor of State of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim September 16th, 2022, as Prisoners of War Missing in Action Recognition Day. So, when we're talking about when we're talking about our vets, when we're talking about our soldiers, I think here at the station we do an all right job. We can all do better of talking about their events and everything. We don't talk nearly enough or think nearly enough about our prisoners of war or those missing in action. And we dang sure don't talk nearly enough or do enough for the families of those people that are still struggling. We, you talk to any soldier, they're going to tell you that I know the deal. I know what I'm signing up for. I know the possibilities. I know what can happen. I know this is life or death oftentimes. I know that I could be a prisoner of war. I understand that. And God bless them for it. But their families that have to also sign up for these things, they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen. Being able to take a moment, and that's all we're doing here is a moment when we could be doing a lot more than that, but we're at least just taking a moment to honor these people. Let them know that we're still thinking of them, even though if they can't hear us. And more than likely they can't. But we put it out there into the universe. We're thinking of them. We're not letting this go. We're not losing sight of this. With all the crazy and chaos of the world, this is still on our minds. We are thinking of you, and we're thinking of those families of the people that are still struggling with in this situation.
Do something today to support a veteran.
Yep. My God, especially if you're not aware of how many of our veterans are still struggling, how many of our veterans are struggling to have food on the table or dealing with many, many different things, countless different things. And I'm not just talking about vets. I mean, people that are serving right now mm-hmm. that are struggling with those things.
Well, and get over to the Buckley-Baldwin event at the VFW and help them out. I mean, that's a really good effort and a really easy way. Right. For the community yes. to and not only that, I've been to a few of their food events like this. And it's also fun to just have that interaction yeah. with some of our veterans who are there helping, who are helping run the VFW. And it's a great opportunity to show gratitude, but also to just enjoy each other.
When they do their brat fries, I love the food, but I stop there to talk. I stopped there to talk to these guys and women and just, just a quick little conversation, nothing yeah. too deep or anything, but it's fun. And it's my favorite part of it. We appreciate you, all of you out there. We'll take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with Vanny Wright's story, some good stories of the day, and plenty more mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. 9:36 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one. So, we got a couple of Vanny Wright stories here. I wanted to see how long this was going to go. Okay. I was waiting if they're going to get into Black Betty. I was just going to let it go. I was going to let it play. These next two Then Ain't Right stories definitely take with a huge grain of salt. So delivery drivers, don't judge me if I'm, I'm really waiting for that, you know, the food to be delivered from DoorDash and everything, and I'm sitting by the front door. Just,
when it's just like a extra size fry.
Yeah. I mean, back off, all right? I, it's my food. So some woman went on TikTok to complain that her DoorDash driver delivered some junk food and left a passive-aggressive note in the bag.
Really? I'm calling BS on this.
I'm very curious. Her girlfriend ordered a bag of Cheetos, some taquitos, and a Dr. Pepper from a convenience store. And the note said, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay, but... I mean, that is kind of funny.
It is kind of...
Okay, but DoorDash bags are sealed. So if the seal was broken... Why would you? I mean, I'd be like, yeah, you can take that back if they were in your bag.
Yeah. In the video, she explains that her girlfriend did recently see a doctor and who told her to gain weight, and she's got digestive issues. So the Cheetos and taquitos were the only thing she could stomach that night.
Really?
I'm
calling BS on that, too.
Yeah.
If your doctor told you to gain weight, they don't mean on garbage food.
Yeah. On top of that, she can't eat apples, so the note was 100% not helpful or appreciated.
Start a GoFundMe.
She calls it in. DoorDash says the whole thing might have been a mix-up. They sometimes have drivers put fun notes in people's bags, and they think this one was intended for a different order, presumably one with apples in it. Still, they're still looking into it, though.
Wow.
And even if this was done in jest, done in joking, like, should they have done it? That's to each their own, you know, to say. But I mean, of all that, like, I was expecting, like, a passive-aggressive message. I was expecting something a lot darker, especially nowadays, than that. I mean, they may have even not meant it passive-aggressively. They may have meant it sarcastically, like, just as a joke. And in text, in print, that never comes across.
But isn't that the age we live in?
Yeah.
Is anything just funny?
No.
I mean, everyone has to be offended about everything.
And it's... You wonder why stand-up comedian, like it used to be, if I was a stand-up comedian, one of the biggest money getters I'd get was doing the college circuit. Now, they are deathly afraid of doing college gigs because there is almost no safe joke anymore. There is almost no safe way to tell a joke, even.
Well,
and I can't think of many things that there's a lot about today's day and age that bugs me. But as somebody who... I come from a family. I grew up really believing in representation and really wanted to see people that look like me on TV, hear jokes and about things that I would laugh to and could relate to and everything. And we've gotten a lot more of that in society and a lot better. There's work to be done, but it's gotten a lot better. But then it gets... There are people that will take this on, and more times than not, it's people that actually aren't technically attached to said situation. I get all bent out of shape, and I'm blown up, and every second I jump on a soapbox to talk about women's rights, like that kind of thing. Like, oftentimes, it's people that aren't actually attached to the said situation that are taking it in a direction that it was not meant to go in. I don't believe I've ever met an ethnic person that has said... I don't like stereotypes. I don't like, stereotypical jokes, but I have no problem laughing at my race. I have no problem. My best friend in the world, Chris, tells the funniest Jew jokes I've ever heard in my life, and I laugh at almost every single one of them because I know Chris has my back. Chris has a Star David tattooed on his arm, and he's not even Jewish. I mean, he's my man. He's my guy. He's got me. He can tell a joke, and I take it with the intent it is given. I know that he is not ill in his heart. Comedians... Well, comedy's the great equalizer. Comedy's supposed to be the safe avenue where you can tell a joke. And, hey, not everybody laughs at it, but some people do.
And keep your mitts out of my food bag.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, really?
Yeah. I wonder how often this stuff actually happens and we don't hear about it. I'm a little...
Wherever you ordered the food from, I mean, in this case, it was a convenience store, I think it said, or if you ordered it from a fast food or something, like, if they're putting something in there before they close the bag.
Yeah.
But if you're my driver,
yeah,
stay out of my bag.
Yeah. So part of the reason I kind of like this one is there's kind of genuinely nobody to root for in this story. like nobody necessarily. Like, I guess the DoorDash driver may have, like, it may have been a mix-up or what have you.
I think, but what's DoorDash going to say? That's the likely answer. Oh, it was a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like there's not a whole lot they can do about it. You know, you can't cry over
spilled
milk.
If you need to gain weight, moral of the story, Cheetos isn't the right choice.
No, let me tell you. No, it does not work. I've tried for decades. And no, it does, junk food does not put weight on you. It is my diet. And no, it has never worked. So one more Then A Right story for you. And this is a bit of a doozy. Firefighters have a pretty harrowing job. They have one of the most harrowing, if not the most harrowing job there is. I mean, whenever they are on the job, outside of maybe a cat in a tree, it's life or death, the job that they're going on. They know that. There's a fire. Mm-hmm. It's uncontrollable kind of thing. Firefighters in Britain respond to an unusual call last Tuesday when they were told that a man had his hand trapped down the back of a sofa. The firefighters were able to help the man extract his arm. He wasn't injured, but he did suffer a, quote, slight reddening to his hand. It's unclear how he got it so jammed in there that he needed this kind of help. One of the firefighters said, "It really isn't just fires. I'm pleased that we're able to help the man without hurting him further or damaging his sofa." So it isn't just fires that they do, he was saying. He also said that they checked in on him the next day to make sure he was okay. It's unclear how that went, but we're assuming that there, you know, no news is good news. That reddening of his hand pales in comparison to the reddening in his face. He's got, I mean, how embarrassed you've got to be.
So you think his phone was in his other hand, or he had someone else there that called?
So I don't know, but I'm thinking, I'm exaggerating here a little bit, and I'm just kind of using creative license, but I'm guessing if he's got a wife, his wife was the one that called. And how long do you think that she had the phone in her hand before she died?
Before she hit the other one?
Just now, I know it's 9-1. Boy, what comes after the one? But, you know, Harold,
honestly,
I gotta figure that. Hey, Edith, would you just hit the one?
I hope that she used the non-emergency line.
Yes,
it didn't tie up 9-1-1. But, I mean, is his couch like a Venus flytrap or what?
Well, I've sat on a lot of couches. I'm sure a lot of us have, and I cannot think of a situation where I get my arm that stuck.
I wonder
in
if
that,
it's like, you know, what about like a sofa sleeper? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, where there's I don't know. That just sounds interesting.
I feel like you'd almost have to be trying to do this to actually have that happen.
He was he might have been fishing out a quarter.
Yeah, maybe. Why is it that all of our change goes there? And why is it that that missing sock never goes there? Everything else ends up in the sofa, cushions and everything. You'd think the missing sock, that's where it would be. It's never there.
Do you ever remember as a kid, like, actually finding stuff under the couch cushions?
Yes, yes.
I mean, if I went in my living room right now and pulled off the couch cushion and found, like, stuff. Mm. I mean, I get it that it gets a little dirty or something. But if I actually found stuff, I would probably hurt the people that I live with.
You'd be very upset, yes. As a kid, though.
We always found stuff in there.
Oh, as a kid, you didn't mind. As
toys, parts to games. You know, it was like everything was in the couch.
It was all in there for you. Just waiting. Just an adventure just waiting for you as a little kid.
And I never had any reddening of the hand or anything.
No. Didn't have to call the fire department to get out of there. But man, that guy, I guarantee, because his neighbors saw that. He is never living that down.
Well, or you come over in panic, right? Like, what's happening? What can I do? Because they're not going to respond in like a, you know, sedan, like they're bringing like fire, you know, vehicles.
Yeah.
So the neighbors are all seeing this and they're probably worried and concerned. Oh, yeah. No, sorry, I was just stuck in the couch.
It does give us an opportunity, because this is a That Ain't Right story, sure, but it also gives us an opportunity to put it out there that, hey, we appreciate all of our firefighters out there. Keep up the great work.
Thanks to our first responders, for sure.
Yes. Keep up the stay safe out there and keep up the great work. We will take a quick commercial break, come back with some good stories of the day, catch up with the United Way, and plenty more on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio, 9:49 on the clock. Have your host, James J. I'm joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with a bunch of good stories of the day. And this one's just kind of cool, especially as, don't shoot the messenger here, but as we're getting closer to autumn and everything, I know that you know, summer is a big time for travel, of course, but so is autumn. And we love to bop around during autumn.
My favorite. Fall is my favorite. It's
by far and away my favorite as well.
Jeans and sweatshirt weather is the best.
A Smoky Mountains tourist website has created an interactive map that allows you to see how the leaves change color across the United States. While the map is updated by firsthand accounts of leaf color, the team behind it actually built an algorithm to take into account historical temperatures, perception levels, and weather predictions. An autumn road trip to see the leaves turn red, orange, yellow, whether you live in Virginia, Wisconsin, Vermont, or anywhere else, is not always easy to get. To get right. Fortunately, the science of leaving of leaves can be pretty accurate, since chemical changes that result in the autumn perception can be measured reliably. So you go I'm going to go to the map right now, and it's SmokyMountains.com is where you can find this foliage map. And I'm just showing Terry here, and it's got the whole U.S. all mapped out.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's go ahead and look in our neck of the woods here in Wisconsin, and you can see that
we've already got some leaves changing
some
on the
there.
Yeah, even on the just the northern part of the country too.
Yeah, and a little bit in the just one little section in the south here of the state, and even one in here in central Wisconsin. So that is a really cool map, and they just keep updating this as obviously as the season progresses.
That is cool. A Visit Wisconsin has something similar. It tells you what percentage of the leaves have turned. And, you know, I think that's really cool, too, especially if you think, oh, you know, next weekend I'm going to drive up north and see where the leaves are at. You don't want to miss them.
I'm so glad you set me up that way, because if you go to travelwisconsin.com, that's all one word, travelwisconsin.com, right away when it pops up, you will see that there is a great section about traveling in the autumn, and you will be able to find exactly what Terry's talking about. And they, for years, have done such a good job with that, and this webpage. Like, they, way back in the day, they were even good at this stuff, let alone nowadays. Travel Wisconsin, again, travelwisconsin.com is the website to go to. Encourage you to do that. And enjoy traveling throughout the autumn. It's going to be a beautiful autumn, it looks like.
I think the Smoky Mountain one is cool, though, too, because you can gauge the whole, like, where the whole country is at.
Yeah.
Because you can look at it a little bit from a little bit broader lens.
This next one is a little centered, but very cool. We go to Scotland, where there's a woman who can smell changes in body odor corresponding to the presence of or onset of Parkinson's disease. Keeping with Scotland's decorated history of medical discoveries, this curse and a benefit is now being used to develop a fast test for Parkinson's that involves simply scraping a cotton ball over the back of the neck for examination.
Really?
More than 40 years ago, Joy Milne noticed an abrupt change in the natural odor of her husband, Les, when he was 33. She knew herself to have a super sensitive nose, someone who couldn't go into a cleaning section of a supermarket, but 12 years later, Les was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in an already progressive state, and it got her thinking it was the cause. That she could actually smell something, a
different
change in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, you know, a little bit of time goes by, and she's talking to doctors and telling about this. And in 2012, Les, a former doctor himself, went to find someone who could investigate further the connection between the scent and Parkinson's alongside Joy. That initial inquiry led them to a professor at the University of Cambridge who formed a team to put Joy's sense of smell to the test, believing that Parkinson's caused damage to a kind of skin oil known as sebum. They let Joy smell the t-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. While she correctly identified which shirts belonged to the Parkinson's patients, she guessed incorrectly one time until 8 months later when the patient whose t-shirt she smelled did come down with Parkinson's.
Interesting.
Crazy. Just remarkable. And, you know, this is something that in her day-to-day life may not have much use, but this is a game changer going forward for the human race.
Well, think about that. I mean, or using some, you know, even maybe like a dog, something that has a much more sensitive nose if they could be trained on what, you know, what she is smelling.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're just starting to figure this out and just figuring out that there is a parallel between smell and the odor our bodies kick off and disease, and maybe being able to prevent some of these. It really does, but it's something that this is one of those times I don't point the finger at the medical community if they didn't make this connection immediately, because it's one of those, it's literally like hearing it and I'm like, oh yeah, of course, it makes sense, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't have made that connection. It is fascinating. It's so exciting the way that we are getting with some of these things. The fact that you're hearing more than ever people coming out and we're going to, you know, in my lifetime, I want to see this cancer gone. I want to see this cancer done. Like, that we're actually making a true effort. And looking at silver linings, I do not believe that this is a coincidence that we have just gotten, or we are getting out of a pandemic, and all of a sudden there's a new rejoice of fight against these diseases.
Right.
We spend so much time bickering and fighting with each other, from everything from sports teams to politics to, you know, you're on this side of the world, I'm on this side of the world, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, these viruses and these diseases just keep running game on us and keep laughing at us as they're winning. The more we actually, like, put our differences aside and let's focus on the task at hand, let's cure cancer, let's cure Alzheimer's, let's get on this stuff.
I wonder about, in this particular story, I wonder about how much the fact that he was a doctor played into her getting the credibility needed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if somebody just said, oh, I can smell,
Yeah.
Parkinson's, I think people would be like, yeah, you can. Which, I mean, I think is really awesome that it was taken seriously and that she, you know, that something's been identified here that can be pursued.
I think it's a really good note. I don't think that we even ever hear of this story if it isn't that she doesn't have a doctor in the family, a husband, you know, and that kind of thing. Some more good stories of the day. An Amazon driver on Long Island, New York, saved 7 people from a house fire last weekend. The video of this is crazy. He was finishing his route when he saw flames, so he ran through the front door and found them all inside with no idea there was even a fire happening.
Oh, on a different level, yeah.
They didn't speak good English, so they were confused at first, but he got them to leave out a back door, so everyone's okay, including a woman and her young baby.
Man. Good on him.
Yeah, nice work, man. Not that Amazon will tell him, but we'll tell you. Nice work, sir. Nice work. And 84.
I'm thinking for that, they probably said good job.
Maybe they will. Either way, my packages are going to be late now. An 84-year-old woman in Houston wandered off and was missing for 2 days this week, but she's okay. It turned out that her dog, Maximus, who she'd only adopted a week earlier, stayed by her side the entire time.
Awesome.
Dogs are awesome. She's awesome, too. A guy in Maryland recently saw the same address number, 22103, pop up on 2 different shows he was watching, one right after the other. So he decided to use that numbers on a lottery ticket.
Oh, for the lottery.
And he won, of course, yeah.
Dang, why aren't we watching the same shows as him?
Yeah. And we did this as a good story yesterday, just a real quick wrap up for those that may have not heard, because it's huge. The founder of the clothing chain Patagonia just donated his entire company to charity this week to help fight climate change. It's worth around $3 billion. His wife and 2 adult kids were also in on the decision, and they built this up, Terry, so that going forward, because the company continues to make work, so the way that they are able to funnel this out and help out, it's literally they're helping out the whole world. There are places here in America, places out there, you know, over here, and they're going to continue to upgrade this too, so, you know, fit the times.
Cool.
As long as there is a Patagonia, it'll continue to do this. We talk all the time about putting your money where your mouth is. Here's at least one billionaire that's done that. And well done, sir. And of course, a great story every day, especially here in central Wisconsin, is the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We want to encourage people to sign up for the Reading Mentor Program. It's a fun program, Terry.
Absolutely. And it's a great opportunity to help kids in our community with their reading skills and become, you know, our goal is that everyone be proficient by the end of third grade. And some kids just need a little bit of extra attention, right? So they need somebody who can be a trusted adult and listen to them read and help them with their skills. And if you would like to sign up, we ask you to donate. It's up to an hour a week. It depends. Each slot is different. Some slots are 30 minutes, some are 40, and some are 60. And you can peruse those opportunities by visiting our website at uwswac.org. If you click, there's some scrolling banners that go across. And if you click on the one that says Learning for Life Reading Mentors, we are at 5 different schools. We are at Humke and Nakusa, Port Edwards Elementary, Grove, Washington, and Mead here in Wisconsin Rapids. And so all of those signups are there. So you can click on them and see, you know, maybe it's a certain day of the week that you're available, or maybe first graders are really important to you, or whatever it might be, but you can seek out those slots. We are taking signups through the end of next week. Then we also have a background check process, mm-hmm. and, you know, through the school district, of course, keeping our kids safe is number one priority. Mm-hmm. And then mentoring will start the week of October 10th. So, you know, if it's something that you've ever considered, I would really encourage you. This is one of the most rewarding things that you could probably ever do with an hour of your time.
Oh, well said. Yes, very true. And you're going to enjoy it. You're going to have fun, and it is going to be so rewarding. And also, Day of Caring is up. So if you have a lawn that needs to be done, or if you would like to help with the lawn, go to uwswac.org and look into that. Terry, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Stick around for Morning Magazine, everybody, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.